Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Mike Masters from Lancaster, New York. He's a former coach who's now teaching other coaches about character. Let's listen in. For our listeners who aren't familiar with cross-training athletics, Mike, who are you guys and what do you do?
Well, we're a faith-based organization that works with high school athletes and coaches in the area of character building. And how we do that is that we have character playbooks that we go in and we do a theme of the year. This year's theme is Press Upward. And every one of those letters matches a word, such as P is pursuit and R is responsible. And we go in and we share with these young men character words and character talks using biblical principles.
Mm-hmm. You've been a coach for a lot of years. You've been around sports. You know the shtick. In talking to coaches in this area, is there a constant theme you hear?
I guess there is one theme that's important to every coach, besides just winning a game. And if you ask every coach that you work with, and that's what we do, we ask them, do you think character is important? And every time the answer is yes. And then our comeback is, well, what's your character game plan if it's that important? And so I really believe character is important to coaches, and they want to do character. Sometimes they just don't know how to do that and be, I would say, intentional about it on a weekly basis or doing something a little bit every day. But every coach you talk to, if you ask them if they thought character was important, they would say yes, most definitely.
You're listening to Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guest this week is Mike Masters from Lancaster, New York. He's with Cross Training Athletics. And again, why was this program started? Was there something that kind of launched this that you saw?
Yeah, no question about it. When I was a coach at Cheektowaga Central, unfortunately, I had a couple athletes that made some poor decisions on a Friday night, and they passed away along with two eighth-grade girls. And right then and there, as a coach, I knew that our small little playoff trophy in the trophy case wasn't so big of a deal anymore. And it really radically changed my coaching. To be honest with you, I brought the Bible right into the school. I did have no idea, had no idea that that wasn't allowed. And we started the next year to do actual devotions before every practice. They weren't mandatory for the athletes, but we get about two-thirds of our athletes to show up before practice and do a short five-minute devotion. Mm-hmm. And it was that thing that kind of kicked this off. And we were very fortunate that year to have some good athletes and some good coaches, and we won the first championship in the school's history.
Wow.
And that's what kind of precipitated this whole thing, was that there was a tragedy. But I believe out of negative situations, out of dark situations, you know, God can turn those around and bring light and bring life. That's what it happened.
When you talk about the influence that people have on especially young people, their lives, I mean, parents, obviously, those in the faith community, obviously, but in my opinion, the coaches, it doesn't get much more influential than that when you combine something they love, sports, athletics, competition, and then the coaches right in there every day. Talk to us about the importance of having men and women of high character be coaches today.
Well, I think Billy Graham put it the best. He said that one coach in one season will have more impact in a lifetime than a person who just is going through life. Even he recognized that. The power of a coach, I don't think we understand how powerful it is. Here is a kid, a teenager, who loves what they do. They love the sport, and they want to please the coach, and they hinge on what the coach says.
Yeah.
And so this coach has a tremendous platform for these athletes athletes. Athletics is the greatest medium. It is a test tube for life, where you have to be able to take direction, work with others, go through adversity, go through your highs and your lows, and how do you handle that? And how do you stay close-knit as a team and not be selfish and be sacrificial? Not to be a superficial athlete, but to be a sacrificial athlete. To be an athlete that puts team ahead of itself. It's like a family and a microcosm.
That's Mike Masters from Lancaster, New York, this week's hometown hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.